Hello and welcome to the Ollie and Jai Show, episode 2, joined by King of Cass himself, Mr. Liam Watts.
Cheers, boys.
How are we, mate?
Yeah, good to have. Just remind me never to come through here again. We'll just put the show on at 5 in rush hour.
Yeah.
Right through, so.
Talk to Simo, mate. The Bradford Ring Road's a bit torturing, isn't it?
I turned in before as well. I mean, like, I was in a state. I'm like, oh my God, what's happening here? I mean, the wrong place have set me up.
It's bad. I've drove here about 6 times now and I still have to follow it.
Just
that.
Guys looking at me and that and I'm like, reversing doing 3-point turns in the middle of this.
Right, we've also got, obviously, partner in crime, Jai, self-proclaimed postman, but you're not doing much delivering at the minute, are you?
No, I'm out of the dark days, though. That was a dicey week last week. But no, mate, I'm back. I'm back in the world of reality and ready to go.
How's the shoulder?
Yeah, getting there, slowly. A few little jabs and left hooks, but nothing too big.
It just proves that his shoulder off wasn't that bad.
No, but it was a tough week, I'm telling you.
When he had to.
What, laid on the sofa betting all week?
Yeah, exactly. Him and Chiselle.
Don't tell the missus. There was no, I had a 20 quid. I had a 20 quid limit. No.
20 quid limit.
20 quid
per every 5 minutes. Yeah.
But he'd done that with all his payouts from all his insurance claims.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, that's what they're there for, though, mate.
Rule number one, if you win the lottery, mate, you don't tell people that you won the lottery.
I've seen this. Why?
What's that bloke doing?
It was an advert for lottery. I don't think he's actually won 70.
No, he has won.
He just wants to give his money away.
He's an eligible bachelor. So, you know, basically, he just said, I feel so much better about my life waking up now.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. But, no, you don't tell people he won 70 million.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. When I wake up, there's no stress in my life.
He's played it well. He's trying to land a bird, I reckon. So he's played it well.
I don't think it'd be far off.
1 million things away, won't it?
What, just to good
just 10 random people, yeah. He'll give him 10 million. Well, 1 million.
That's why I've retweeted it. So hopefully he sends me a bit of cabbage.
Right, anyway, coming up on tonight's show, we'll go over predictions and scores from last week that me and Jai did. We'll go into Watts' career up to date, including all his red cards. And if you want to set an agenda as well, just get in touch in the comments and the lads will pass the messages on. So we'll get straight into the first game. Wakefield Warrington, which were on Thursday night, finishing 34-32 to Warrington. Massive second half from Wakey.
It was. They came in with a wet sail, didn't they? I don't know how to take that game. I thought Warrington would just bury him in the second half, and you know, Wakey came back, and credit to him. But close, but no cigar.
Stop trying to offer us chocolate. Here you go, Jai. That's
so he done
it. Yeah,
he's just trying to pass it on. Yeah. Cheers, Simo. But yeah, I think Warrington will be a bit disappointed and a bit worried about that second half. His thoughts, Watson?
Yeah, I watched that first half and where they set off, they're like house on fire. And then, like I said, that second half, Wakefield just brought it back and a bit of spirit. But you know yourself, when you're chasing games like that, you know what I mean? You do stuff that you weren't really doing prep all week. So the stuff that Warrington have been looking at, Wakey were just throwing totally different stuff at them, so I reckon they just got him a bit starstruck at the last 10 minutes, but they scored a few tries.
Yep. Just get yourself a bit closer to that mic, lad. But yeah, nah. On to the next one. Here we go.
So
let's talk about
order,
this.
We're going in order of the game. So obviously Thursday night was.
And then
we'll just skip past that Castleford.
No, let's not skip past it because I sat down as a neutral. For the first time in a while, and I was actually really excited for this game. I said these would get a bit of a touch up last week, and then I had to compose myself because I was with two Cass lads and I tipped Cass. What am I thinking? Look, I was actually really expecting a tight game here, and go on, explain yourselves.
What a shocking performance from us all, and we've had a massive week. This week, rolling into Leeds, we've had a pretty honest and harsh review of the game itself. But we were just poor. We just couldn't keep up with pace of the game. And they just rolled us downfield. I think we'd gone away from what we were doing good in previous games. And then it had not really worked for us.
Mm. With Spocklet, obviously, their team, they've been pretty consistent, you know, players-wise, all across the board. They've just all been consistent. And
yeah. It was always going to be a tough game, but I just thought it could have been, you know, I would have loved to have seen you at your best, and that would have been just a cracker of a game for the first, I reckon it would have been one of the best of games played this year.
Yeah, so
but, yeah, I mean, Powley wasn't too happy either, was he?
No, well, that first half for us, It was just pretty much, we'd defend a set, not particularly very well at times. They'd kick to us, we'd return and we'd make an error on play two, three or four. So it was literally going straight from defence into a little bit of attack into defence again, and we'd capitalise that with penalties, which
just proper
gassers in first half. There was a call, I don't know how far into that first half it was, where Peter Tautier pushed
I think he got his first three calls wrong.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that's an excuse and you would have went better, but it, you know, when a team is on fire that much, everything they touch turns to gold and you need them calls going your way. But, you know, you can't really give that excuse, I mean, because that's only the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, but I think that particular point where Peanuts pushed Lachlan Coote dead and he's give them a penalty for it, I think that was a massive turning point.
Just about to turn on it and then they got the ball back.
Yeah.
I've seen an article in the paper, Paley wants a zip wire installed from the box to the sheds.
Imagine I'm just coming down at half time.
So he can come in and hammy his straight from the zip wire, but instead you have to walk across the field. But I wouldn't like to be old Greg Yeadon.
I wonder what would you have had on end of it there, just Greg, to come down.
I think Greg would
just two-footed him.
Would have kicked Greg's head clean off. But nah, you know, he's turned it around, hopefully. I mean, coming into the Leeds game, I think Leeds would be wanting you to sort of win that so you didn't get such a rocket up yours and turn it all around. So, you know, see how that one goes.
Yeah, but looking at Saints as well, I think they've peaked on Friday night. That's the best that they've played this year in my eyes.
Yeah, their coach.
Do you think there's any team at the minute that would have been able to beat them on their day then?
In that game, as I said, everything that they touched turned to gold. So you'd have to be a bloody good team to beat them the other night. But I think their coach said before the game, you know, they don't expect to go through untouched and unbeaten. Someone's going to beat them. It's just a matter of when and who, I guess. That's it, really.
Right, well, we've got some questions from Simo. Pestering me on my messages. He's saying, this is quite a weird one, to be fair. How did Pete Matauti get 2 points at Man of Steel voting? So, obviously, he's come second, according to whichever legend.
Everyone that doesn't know.
Table, like no, he got 2 points in that game, I believe. 2 points in the Saints game for Man of Steel voting. So
I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. He was our best player on the day.
Yeah, and he's taken some. He's taken some bombs that are like not many were catching them, and he catches them every time, every week. He's a quality player in a beaten side, but I don't think you can give any. I think there was not that you can't give a cast player the points, but you can't not give St. Helens all the three
spots.
I can't believe Robert.
You're saying that it went. A Saints player, then a Cast player. I think there was four players. There's got to be four players in front of the Cast team.
So we got Morgan Knowles. Did he get
Morgan Knowles?
Yeah.
Then Pete Matauti. We've got papers. We'll find them at another point. But yeah, so Roby didn't get any points though.
I think Worms have got one, didn't he?
Yeah, Worms got one.
Not that I've been looking. I've been keeping an eye on it, like.
Yeah, I don't. That's a tough one. I wouldn't personally give it any Cast players points just because there was probably four better Saints players.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, how did Johnny Lomax not get a point then?
I think at the minute, Johnny Lomax is probably the best half in the league at the minute.
Yeah, and he's not even a half.
Yeah. What they did well at the weekend, they tied up our back rower on the right-hand side, which was myself, which then forced a big man to come round on the open side. And then Johnny Lomax took on Grant Millerton twice and beat him on his outside shoulder.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been that easy for him to do it. And I'm not saying Milo should have got there. His defence should have probably tightened up a little bit. But he knew what he was doing. He was trying to get back row tied up in the ruck and then take on a short side. And he did it twice in the game, which both went to points.
And they've only played 20 players, I was reading, Saints.
That's another thing for them. They've had no injuries of the so far.
And it obviously we've had a few come in and out. Yeah.
Every team's like struggling with injuries already. I mean, and it seems to be Saints every year. They've been sitting in a position where they've hardly played any players. I mean, you've got, I think Richardson. He's just signed a new deal and he's been playing at Lee. So and he played every game for Saints last year.
Mm.
I mean, that's crazy.
Right. So we've got the Man of Steel ones here. So Johnny Lomax got 3 points.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Pete Matauti got 2, and Alex Worms got 1. So, I mean, fair effort really. From Lomax. I think Lomax deserved that. I've got a question for you, Liam.
Yep.
I'll let you see if you can guess who it's from. Does Liam still have a Luca and a bag of pear drops before training?
Scott Morrell. Yeah, so on a... He used to pick me up on a morning, right? This legit, this... Anyway, one morning.
OKR days.
Yeah, OKR days, yeah. And one morning he picked me up And day before, I bought some sweets, some pear drops, and I had them inside of my jacket. So I get in, and I went, "Morning, Mush, fancy a pear drop?" And he's like, "Pear drop? It's 6 o'clock in the morning, Mush. What are you doing? Can't have pear drops at 6 o'clock in the morning."
What's a pear drop?
It's like a boiled sweet.
Yeah, boiled sweet.
Nice, really nice.
Yeah, you come up with some stuff.
Yeah, and he used to get a bottle of Lucozade on a morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, bottle of Lucozade and a pear drop on the way to training.
Beautiful. So I haven't quite figured out them people yet. I know that like, obviously a lot of construction workers, like, you know, a Red Bull and a cigarette at 7 a.m. Ooh,
Frenchies love a coffee and a coffee and a cig on a morning, don't they, Frenchies? Yeah,
a little baguette and a chocolate milk. Went through France, right? Chocolate milk. For dinner and like a side of grated carrots, just not for me. Bizarre. Nice. Really bizarre.
Side of grated
mayonnaise
carrots.
And just weird combinations. Yeah, carrot, mayonnaise and baguette.
It's just the French, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is Liam still hashtag blessed?
Oh, come on, Tim. Even I know that show before I've even looked.
You can read it like a
sat
book.
Opposite laughing at me.
Yeah, laughing. Yeah. Like, even his phone about it. Yeah. Like, yes.
Look at this.
Right, look how good he is.
Right, we'll swiftly move on to the next game. Right, so Huddersfield OKR, Jermaine McGilvery back to playing his best. So I've got some stats on him here just from that one game. 196 metres, 9 tackle busts, 3 clean breaks, 2 tries and 1 assist from a winger.
Quality. I wish if the other winger would step up his game, that'd be tough to beat every week.
Oh, Uarte.
Yeah, I think he's a bit poor.
He's come out and Wolford's come out and said something about his form, and he's saying he's struggling, but I don't know what exactly he said. It is in one of the papers, but I couldn't bother reading the rest of it. I just saw a headline.
He's a big player for him, doesn't he? Gets the sets going, doesn't he? Rolling, you know what I mean? Yeah. Coming out of backfield, he's a big lad.
I mean, I tipped KR, I think we both went KR.
No.
Oh, sorry. Look.
You went KR, I went Huddersfield.
Great win for them.
They've got a few missing of KR, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've got quite a lot out. Key positions as well, so they're struggling at the minute.
Cruz Lehmann as well. He's put a bit of faith in him at 9, and I think he's playing really well. He scored 2 tries, 2 good backup tries, and from tries that I've seen from the game, he's bringing forwards onto him, just playing around ruck, bringing forwards on. He's scored a couple of close range tries.
Is O'Brien got a good shot on him as well?
Is he injured?
I don't know if
I've not
injured.
Seen him in the team, has he? O'Brien, is he injured? Because obviously he was starting for them, wasn't he, last year. And then
well, he's got the 9 shirt this year. He's Cruz Lehmann. He's playing really well. But I think that's key to how Huddersfield are going at the minute, I think. They've got massive forwards at Huddersfield. And then Uarte and McGilvery out of backfield. If Uarte starts firing, I think they'll be very dangerous. I think that's give
on
them...
On paper, they're a really good side, aren't they?
Yeah. I think that's give them a kickstart for their season because we're struggling, weren't they? But next result was Catalan-Leeds. Now, I don't know if anybody watched this, but it finished 26-22 to Catalan. Jai, you went for Leeds, I went for Catalan in the predictions.
Yep.
So
I put my faith in you, Leeds. I put my faith in you. You let me down. So, you know, heartbreak for Leeds fans, really, isn't it? To lose by so little. And what the winger get? 3 tries and then the other winger got 4 tries.
I think they've been in every game.
Yeah.
Been in every game, aren't they?
Mate.
Yeah. They're just
even against Warrington, they were in that game for massive, massive amounts of time. And I just...
Yeah, and Wigan's won, so that separated the gap between them and second last. I mean, you know, we're speaking off air. They got Cass this week, and, you know, Cass, you've probably got a bit of a hide-in from the coach all week and sort of you want to fix up your wrongs. And then KR the week after. I mean, they for me, have to win at least one of these games.
It's going to have to turn in it.
Yeah.
If
Leeds lose to you guys on the weekend and then lose to KR the following week, I think they're in, like, relegation trouble.
Well, the drop Lola here for this week.
Yeah.
Put Liam Sutcliffe in at half-back. He looked pretty good.
He was their best player.
He played well at half-back, but he's back in their 19 this week. He's
Brett's
Lola
been
here.
Banned on it, so Brett's I reckon Sutcliffe will go back into the back row and stand-off.
We're looking... So... I think Fern has come out and said that he's happy with Lolahia's reaction to getting dropped. So
which is, I don't know, how'd he be happy with that?
Well, I've been seething, won't he? I've been fuming, so...
Yeah. It's just about getting the best reaction out of him.
I don't agree with them situations because I feel like he could go into the game worse now.
Well, there's only one way to find out is if he plays this week and you just see how it goes. But
I think he's done it for a reaction, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Obviously, try and give him a kick.
And then you've got more pressure, and it's not just the pressure of individual, it's the pressure of you've got... the team pressure of them not going well, and it's at home, and it's against a good side in Cass. I mean, don't know if that's the right choice, but we'll see how they go.
Yeah. London Hull FC game finished 28-24 to London. Now London are hanging about in a lot of games and they're fighting and they're playing some good rugby in London for me. All it's a tough place to go though. It's a long way to travel, different pitch because it's a 4G pitch. I didn't obviously go down, but you'll have gone down there.
No, I watched the clips, the highlight clips on Sky Sports, and I think Jeremy Shaw were a massive loss for him. I think he came off after 40 minutes and Josh Griffin went to full back. I know he played well, but they're a total different side with Shawley at full back, and
he's class.
He creates a lot of chances and opportunities, so I reckon they'll have missed him. I saw the Albie break and he toyed with him, I don't know, I couldn't see who was coming across, but I don't know if there were like three or four players coming, he was just jogging and then he just palmed off and then went the rest of the length. So
I think the difference between them two, I think Hull's just a little bit of tricky plays here and there, like that try with Josh Griffin on the short side on the tap,
the Danny Outon play,
nice little tricky play there, and I think they were just a little bit more clinical on the end of the plays, which got them the result. But London last play of the game put a kick in and Williams has gone to get ball off like a grub, which bounced up and he's pretty much over at line, but he just couldn't pick it up and score. And that was the last play of the game. So
London's quickly becoming everyone's second favourite team for me. Like, you know, what Wardy's done down there, I think it's just quality.
I think it's the underdog tag as well.
Did you know him?
Nah. No. I met him once. I met him once briefly. I said, why don't you sign me?
I'll give you a call.
Why don't you sign me, mate?
Right, so you've played with Gaz Ellis. How much of a difference do you think he's making now to all?
Yeah, it's just having him on the park, is leader-wise, he's just... It's just a presence that he has, and just having him at side, you know what I mean? You know he's going to belt somebody.
Yeah.
And it just gives you a massive lift. Obviously, the times that I've not played with him and then comes back into the side, he's and that's what he's done, do you know what I mean? He's come out of retirement, said it's best he's felt. After speaking to us, he said it's best his body's felt, and he's come in and done a job for him, hasn't he? And he's got the ball rolling for him. So he's...
Well, he was quality.
Like I said, he's been like all his career.
Yeah, you know I mean, even when he came over to Australia, I first joined West Tigers when he was there, and I think he got Player of the Year both years he was there.
Yeah. So you were at West when he was there?
Yeah.
So you know him?
No. Just I was playing just the Reggies, you know, a bit out of the way.
You just know what you're going to get from him. There's no questions asked. He's going to be there no matter what.
Yeah.
And he does some special stuff and in defence. And like I said, you know what you're going to get with him carrying-wise. He's just going to carry it as hard as he can every time. So he's... He's definitely brought a bit of punch back for them. I don't know how they've lost this week. But like I said, he's traveling back in the side. It'll give them a big, massive boost.
Mm. Yeah. Now, there were two moments in this game, in this London Hull game, that tickled me a little bit.
Tickled your fancy?
Did you see Jordan Abdul get absolutely drilled by Scott Taylor off that kick?
No. I haven't seen this. I seen the winger.
I saw the winger drill some.
That was the other one.
Yeah.
So Scott Taylor, Abdul's gone to put... nickname Kebab Abdul, innit?
Yeah, King Abdul, yeah.
For obvious reasons. I won't describe why, but he's put a bomb up, and as soon as he kicked it, he's just drilled it like water boy style, straight through ribs, absolutely smoked it. Give a penalty away for doing it, but it was funny. And then there was the wing.
I think there might have been a bit of bad blood there, obviously. Abbo left in it underneath a cloud, and like I said, they'll have just been... We're adders. Whoever leaves the club, they always come back and hurt him. So I reckon he'll have said, don't let him come back and hurt us. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He'll have said, make sure he has a bad game or get into him as much as he can. Because he's influential for them. He's got a big kick on him.
He's got a good pass.
He's got a good running game. So I reckon he'll have definitely put a marker down for him not to get anywhere near his best.
Oh, I didn't miss him, Scott Taylor. His ribs will be tickling this morning, I can tell you. And then the last game in Super League anyway, which was Wigan Salford, that finished 30-22 to Wigan. We both went Salford on that, actually, Jai.
I know, I've been gypped, like, 4 points on each game.
Yeah, you got 2 out of 6, I've got 4 out of 6, so I took a 2-point lead already.
Playing really well, aren't they?
Wigan or Salford?
Salford, yeah. Like I said, we were in a bit of a game with them. They just seemed to be there, and they didn't go away, did they? They just kept coming.
Yeah.
I think Josh Jones was playing really well. I think Jansen Turgut's playing really well for them as well. He's obviously gone there and...
He went from FC, didn't he?
Yeah, he went from FC, went there on loan last year and then ended up signing. So he's doing a job in. It causes a bit of trouble, actually. Mm. But
yeah, he's big as well.
Yeah, and they've just signed Inno as well, aren't they? He'll be another threat for them.
Oh, Christian Inno.
Yeah, he's just signed, so...
I think they've been going really well in the back, so I think they've got Junior Sal and Bibby and Chris Wellham that are all playing well, and then Alfords, Evels, and who's the other winger?
Johnson.
No, he's not been playing. Who's the other winger that's been playing for Salford? But they've been playing, like, Daryl Alfords, he was probably the best player for Salford when we played him. It was a real handful. So, you know, that's adding more depth to their back line, which I think, you know, Wigan needed that win.
Yeah,
I think they'll come away. Was that Salford as well?
George Williams has been copping a bit, hasn't he? And then he scored three tries, got hat trick. Yeah.
So is Inu going to take Bibby's spot then? I guess. Where are you going to play him?
Bibby been playing on the way.
Bibby played in the centre. Junior Sal was injured.
Is he a winger, isn't Bibby?
I'm not entirely sure. He looked well in centre. But. Yeah, Kencio's the other winger. There you go. Kencio. So they've got a good back line of Salford, so it'd be interesting to see where Inu fits in. But like you said, they touched on George Williams playing really well. He scored three tries, I believe, in that game. If he's firing and playing well, Wigan are going to play well, and I think that's the kickstart to their season, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I think that'll be the next
they've got
games.
This week? They've got Catalan at home this week, so you know, that's going to be an interesting game with Sam Tonkins going back there.
Yeah, I mean, and this is what I mean. That's why I think Leeds have to win one of the next two at least, because I think Wigan will, and then you've got London on six. So you don't want that gap getting any bigger as a Leeds fan, which I'm not. So I don't really care.
Right, got a couple of questions here. Mary Clifford. Good old Mary.
She
has a bit to do with Castle's Mary, bless her.
Loves
it. Which team does Liam look forward to playing most?
Obviously, when I were at Ullit, we're always Cass.
Do you know what I mean? Really? Not OKR?
No, not really.
Your hometown?
No. Like I said, it was a hometown club and that.
Yeah.
Obviously, started out there. Obviously, Ullit and the Derby were always a big game anyway. Do you know what I mean? I didn't need any motivation
for that. Yeah.
It were always a big game. So, yeah, it were always, obviously, when I were at Ullit. So, but probably going back there, I got a decent reception last time. Obviously, we won.
India? Fans?
A couple.
India.
But
I do a bit of travelling in my spare time.
Well, like I said, I was always there, I always did my best, tried my best, and like I said, going back, it were always going to be, you know what I mean? I didn't know what sort of reception I was going to get, so like I said, it wasn't too bad. I know we won. Still keep in touch with most of the fans there and that, so it's good.
Right, well. We'll go on to your playing profile now. So I pulled it up from Wikipedia. I mean, I did it for Will last week and he said it were all wrong.
He edits this regularly.
Yeah, I'm going to say, can edit it, can you?
Yeah.
So, I think when I left, I got somebody changed it and put some on there. I'm not sure what it was.
It says 22 tries, so that's one. That's obviously
not
a lie.
22 tries.
Right, so OKR, I made your debut at OK, played 64 games, 7 tries.
Yep.
Any new runs in them times?
I think it was the first
debut
actual,
year.
Yeah, first debut year.
I think that's standard for a forward, that. And it debuted
year. Yeah, like I was 17.
Yeah.
I played working in a way in the Challenge Cup and I scored. And then they said the Challenge Cup
won't count.
Yeah, that's a little pressure for the senior group.
I did the old Houdini on Mad Monday on the double up on the next day.
So obviously 64, so you've done 4 years at OKR.
Yeah.
Enjoyable time. Obviously, you did that with Scott Brown. He's already
I got an opportunity, obviously. I was at Cass, I'd signed a 2-year deal and I wanted a full-time deal.
Yeah.
And then Dave Howes were in with OKR at the time and I think he had about 10, 12 players there underneath him. So he got me a full-time deal there. I wasn't even driving at the time and I took a chance and I was getting a lift with Chev Walker. First time I met him, he pulled up and like I said, and I've always watched him on telly and I mean, great bit in international. And it's a bit of an awkward, you know what I mean? I'm a young kid and that. I didn't really know what to say
to him.
I just sat there and didn't really say much and obviously just said thank you. But obviously, well, with Dave, I was at time, so that's how that got set up. And then, we had a good run one of the years, 2009, really good. But I went out on loan. I was at Gateshead, played up there on loan and then come back, had a good pre-season. And then 2010, that was my proper breakthrough year.
Yeah.
Played every game, 27 games. So, like I said, I got my feet underneath there. And then going into 2011 then, I think they announced Justin Morgan getting, that he was going to be getting released at the end of the year. They were bringing a new coach
Who took over from Justin Morgan?
Craig Sandercock. So we just... for 12 weeks we just played football in training. You know what I mean? Didn't really do much, we were just, you know what I mean, just doing his own thing. And we ended up winning 11 out of his last 12 games and we ended up making it into the playoffs.
I think you played Cass in that game, didn't you?
Yeah, we
I played that game, which knocked us out of the playoffs.
We beat, yeah.
We were on a drop goal, I think, or a penalty.
No, it was a penalty shot, and this was quite funny, actually. Westy was still underneath the sticks, and Dobbo took it from
Joe
halfway.
Westman, yeah, yeah.
And he couldn't see the ball for the crossbar, and he's looking round for the ball, and it's whacked him on the head. He's like, looking round for the ball. So, yeah, we ended up making it into the playoffs and went to Catalan away, and got absolutely pumped after an interception. Second play game.
How did you throw an interception?
Because we made a bit of a break an hour at the end of it, and then going for the big ball over the top to the winger. You know what I mean? The spectacular pass, but didn't really come off, and Menzies caught and went 80 metres. And then it was floodgates, and I think we got beat 60-odd summit in the playoffs, but we'd done well. We weren't even...
Yeah, you weren't even forecast to be in playoffs.
I think we lost his first 9 games, and then we had to win like a massive percentage of his games to even get in there. And then he went, and then Sandercock come in. I went away with the England Knights, so I'll come back a little bit late. And like I said, we didn't really get off to best foot. And it was just a bit awkward in training, do you know what I mean? And with me not being there from start, I was come back 3 weeks late. Obviously, just having my time off, my 4 week, and just kept into me saying I'm behind, I'm behind, I'm behind. And then played one at games, Bradford, and I got an absolute roasting for Dobbo. Dobbo dropped a ball off a kick, and I got done for not bringing pressure on. So I've got in like trying to back my corner, and he went, well, really, Dobbo can do what he wants. So I was just like, yeah, nice one. So I think that was the end of it. And then, like I said, I just things weren't going on, and just put in for a release, and then end up moving to Hull.
Yeah, up to Hull KR. So 2012 into Hull FC.
What a move.
You try scoring record, if this is correct. Sort of per ratio per game drops quite big.
Yeah.
152 games, 11 tries, compared to 64 games and 7 tries.
Yeah, because I was just setting them up all the time. You know what I mean? I was just,
Kevin De Bruyne-ish.
Me assists were through the roof. Yeah, with tries. I'm just happy to score one here, mate. But me assists were through the roof, so I wasn't too bothered. As long as I was just scoring one a year, I wasn't too bothered.
I felt like, looking at this, obviously you did 4 years at FC. It feels like...
Six,
five. Six. My maths are class. 12.
Halfway 2012, 5.5 years.
Yeah. So you've done 5.5 years. Now, it's a fair old stint at Hull. Have you got any funny sort of stories? I know you were there with Jordy Thompson for a while.
Yeah, Tom, I was always cracking up, do you know what I mean? No matter what, every day I spent travelling with him. And
can we just stop for a second? Your burp is horrendous.
Meatballs.
Oh, that's from training, that.
That is unbelievable. Oh, did you get your... How's the toy going?
She didn't turn in Monday.
No.
Funny story. So, we're obviously training out on the field, doing as bits that we need to, obviously, because we play rugby.
Yeah.
We've come up, walked upstairs, and obviously we walk up, and Bobby Eddie in the kitchen.
See
how long
happening.
We got toy out? How long?
And Mitch is there.
Turn around.
Mitch is there on frying pan.
Well, we walked up, and there were nobody in there. So there were me, Ads, Mitch, I can't remember, somebody else.
Massey were in there.
Massey, and we just turned around.
Belzy.
Food were literally supposed to be about to get served. So we just...
There were chicken everywhere. There were... salad everywhere, fruit everywhere.
Well, we just fruit. Literally bobbed his head out at the restaurant going, what are we going to do? And then Belzy pulls up in his little Suzuki Alto and just pulls and says, who wants to cook fajitas? So we've just all run upstairs.
She wasn't happy this morning. She's watching. The kitchen was just a mess. There was just food everywhere.
So we didn't tidy up after. But we dug in.
We did well.
Some say it was better than her own fajitas, but I'll not say who said that. It might be myself.
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
Yeah, so she missed out.
It will cook, though, won't it? It will cook properly.
Oh, it will cook. It won't medium rare.
Yeah.
We'll find out in a couple of days, though. Oh, I think I just found out then it wasn't cooked.
Oh, they were meatballs. So a fair old stint at Hull FC. So 2 Challenge Cup victories in there, back to back.
Oh, quality that. I watched them as well. You took us out in
16,
the semi,
what a big one. 16, it was draining, obviously, because we never won at Wembley.
Yeah,
we just used to get it all the time, and just the build up to it, just some of the things that happened throughout that year, some of the games that we won, we knocked off 4 of the top the teams.
You knocked
in the
us
top
off in
four.
The semi, didn't you? Yeah.
And it was just everything that panned out in that game. We absolutely smoked Saints at Saints.
Yeah,
put 40 odd on them, and it just how it went on, it was just everything was just happening for a reason. Played Wigan semi final. Beat them 12-10, I think it was. And we just knew then, it just felt special.
Yeah.
And like I said, and going into that final, we were just so confident. Mm. Even we went down 10-0, we just knew that there was something there. And like I said, Sneedy pulls two brilliant kicks off, and boom, straight back into the game. Danny Outon, the tackle.
Well, that's 16. That
were 2-16, yeah. For the famous tackle, 52 hashtag.
That got him, Man of Steel. You got that Man of Steel that you did.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Because that's when the players vote. That's when I was saying, I feel like that has a massive influence on what's happened. Like, we've all just viewed this as, like, for what it is, and then you vote the following week. Mm. You forget the previous 10
first
weeks.
First 20-odd rounds. But, no, I think it was massive that year. And, obviously, it had been a while since Hull had won another trophy, so... And that tackle won you a game. So
yeah, dead set.
That completely changed all season. That
it was just what you, just the thing, the pressure. He did that tackle and we just went,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just sucked it in, do you know what I mean? And then they ended up coming at the end, right at the end, and I'm laid on the floor. Mr. Tackle laid on the floor, and then the ball comes over the top and I just jumps up and gets Sando from behind. And that were it then, all over. And it was just the relief and just everything that had been put into it. It'd been a long process. Yeah. There'd been a lot of player turnover, players coming in, players leaving. It took like nearly 6-7 years for that to get to where it was. And the squad that we had, well, do you know what I mean? Like Pritchard, Manu, Fanua, do you know what I mean? Sneedy. Well, they were all big players, do you know what I mean? And we didn't even really need much coaching, do you know what I mean? Because they were just individual brilliance. Yeah. And just how it was. I had a bit of a doubt in the semi-final for Wigan. I played with a calf tear and I just said, there's no way... Yeah, am I missing this game? Do you know what I mean? And managed to get through it. And then I think I missed the two games in between the final. And then just...
To get fit for final.
Mm. And
I can't remember. Were you in any point in the league to do anything in the league? Or were you literally
I think we were third or second.
Yeah. That
cost you a couple of games.
No, I tell you what, I think we were first because we played Warrington for the league leaders and the beaters at home. And they took the league leaders in 2016. Mm. We beat them in the cup.
And they took league
and
leaders.
And then they took the league leaders and then they went on to the grand final. And we got beat by, I think it was...
You got Leeds?
I think it was Leeds.
Oh, no,
it was Wigan. Wigan beat us.
Right.
What it Wigan? Yeah, it might have been.
Mm. So you'd still got one eye on the league.
Yeah,
well
that was the hardest thing. And obviously, when you win that, you still got another four games after that.
Mm.
And like, because it was such a big occasion for us. We went mad for 3-4 days and we just really shot a sending foot, but... It was first time we won at Wembley and we did really take it to another level, do you know what I mean? And like looking back now, then the year after that, we did it again.
2017,
We
beat us in 2017. You knocked us out pretty early. That was one of our stellar years where we won league games.
Yeah, and that was the thing. And we just said it just felt like it was still ours, you know what I mean? And we had to defend it.
Yeah.
And like I said, we ended up winning.
He's had another
again.
Good run as well. I thought you were just unstoppable towards the end there as
well. Yeah, we had another tough build into it as well, and like I said, just getting there for that second time, and they beat us in 2013. I played in that.
Ooh, what did you play?
At Wigan.
Wigan,
in 2013, and we got nilled. Do you know what I mean? And we just spoke about that, and we looked into that, and we just didn't want that to happen again.
Yeah.
To win it back to back, it's, do you know what I mean? It's something that'll go down in history, and there's only so many players that's ever done it. So it were massive. It were really big for the club as well, because the club had put everything into it, the fans, do you know what I mean, everybody involved in it, and it was just massive, absolutely massive.
Yeah. Who do you think is the best player you've ever played with? I always find this an hard question, me, because there's that many that go on through your mind. It's hard to find one.
Yeah. There's so many. Obviously, I'd have loved to play with Pricey when he were in his...
Leon,
prime, do you know what I mean? He come from Catalan to us. He were carrying a couple of injuries, knee injuries and that. And I don't think he really fulfilled
you
what...
can't really count
I can remember playing against him at KR and we played him in Challenge Cup quarter final. Yeah. And he was just unstoppable. Just unstoppable. And like I said, but do you count that as one of the best players you've ever played with? But I never played with him when he was...
You didn't see him at his peak.
At his peak, do you know what I mean? I'd love to be in...
So on that team. Then, who do you think you've played with at the peak? Who's the best? Gaz Ellis must be
I reckon,
there.
Yeah, Gaz is definitely up there. Just everything that he does. It's, sometimes it's not on the pitch. Just in training, do you know what I mean? He's just really... he just goes balls out every week. Mm. And that's as... best as I can put it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He never leaves no stone unturned, and he's just really professional. And like I said, on a player, if you want to base somebody around yourself, that's who you put yourself at, do you know what I mean? That's where you want to be.
He's setting the standard.
Yeah, definitely. Well, he's set the standard over the last 10, 15 years.
Well, I think he has, yeah. Like I said, or just off, or did you say on air? I don't know if it was on air or off air. about his time when he was at West Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, he came over and it's tough for an English guy to come over. I was just recently watching that Matty John show and he was talking about English guys that have gone over there and killed it and where would he rate them and stuff. And he put Gaz Ellis right up there. I mean, he came over and got Player of the Year twice or three times maybe.
Yeah.
And then he came back over here. But no, he was quality. He was proper quality.
Yeah. A little question from Mary Clifford. Now, this will bring us into his next little subject was, is your time at Cass the longest you've gone without a red card? No, you know who Mary is, don't you? Little Mary.
I think so, yeah.
Sponsors a couple of younger lads.
Yeah, I think so, sure. Yeah, they do.
Have you got no reds at Cass?
I never had no red cards ever.
Ever. Oh. So you had three.
Is that a myth?
You had three in 2017.
I had three in 1 year.
Oh, I'd give you the bad rep.
Right, so how many were for
it? It was just like a snowball effect. It would just... I'll get incited every week.
I reckon you should have just continued nutting blokes. Until
well, I was just going to phone Paul Cullen and just get it out, do you know what I mean? Just get it out of the way with him and just have a one-on-one
what's your problem?
Street fight and probably get beat and then just probably give me it again. But yeah, it was just weird, man. It just kept frustrating, really frustrating, bad. And never had a card, never been sent off up to that year.
What did you think of...
And then he just went... Bum, 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 bum,
Benny Westwood's headbutt? Did you think, you know,
like
you could top that?
I could do it if I wanted to, but like that were intentional, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Mine were frustration.
Yeah.
Mine were out of frustration, do you
know what
I mean?
3 weeks in a row.
Don Crosby been hanging off my neck for 5 minutes,
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It gave me a little bent tackle and I'm not one to back down, do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I once threw a punch in 2010, got fined £500, I'll never throw a punch again. And I think after the headbutt, I don't think I'll throw another headbutt ever as well. I can't even really say it with an headbutt and Rad has absolutely gave me it. Said you are going to get absolutely hammered in Edo when you go back there and that. Yeah. And it wasn't that sort of thing that happened, you know what I mean? That wasn't the intention of it.
Yeah.
It was just like, I've got you, you know what I mean? I'm coming for you. And but like I said, he like started play acting then and started falling back, stumbling back.
Yeah,
and, what's going on? And I was just like, well, yeah, just cop it. Got a bit of stick and that won the end of my LFC career.
And he got a big money move to Cass.
Yeah, well, I didn't get any of the money. LFC did quite well, but yeah.
Another one question coming in. Who's the best coach you've played under?
Oh, that's tough.
So let's name it. So you've got Justin Morgan,
Craig Sandercock,
Radders.
Peter Gentle were first
Peter
at
Gentle,
LFC.
Yeah.
Radders.
And then Powley.
They're all different in all different ways, you know what I mean?
So you're going to sit Radders, on the fence.
Radders.
There's only one answer.
No, I'm not. Radders. Me and Radders used to argue like mad in training all the time, do you know what I mean? Because he was assistant coach to Pete and he used to play at middleman really good and we just used to have crack all the time and for like 2 year, 3 year while he was coaching me, we just, do you know what I mean, we were playing well and he couldn't really say much to me, do you know what I mean? Because we were playing and winning and Pauly demands a lot more from you, do you know what I mean? Like personally and individually and it does, do you know what I mean? He does expect a lot of you and I reckon I've not really had... been on the wrong side of him yet, so I don't really want to get on that side. But
I'll tell you what it's like on the wrong side.
Justin Morgan,
come on, fill us in.
I was late to a meeting one time, right? I reckon he kept this with him till I left. Okay, I wasn't even late. I was early, right? And some people have heard this story and some people haven't. So I was rooming with
Luke
Dawn.
Right,
I was rooming with Luke Dawn and Ash Robson, and halfway through, he's pulled Ash Robson of the camp. He's like, I put you with two people in a similar position and you choose the wrong bloody role model. Anyway, so we got a meeting at whatever, 5 o'clock. And I've honestly showed up at about 4:55, right? Sweet as, it's pretty casual, whatever. Walked in, knocked
so
on the door.
So door was short, walked in.
Knock on the door, I was like, what's going on here? Opened it up, meeting started. He's kicked this thing off early.
This is where we go wrong, because I'd have just gone back in the physio room and then nobody'd even know.
No,
I wasn't even missing.
Yeah, no, so, yeah. I've walked in and I said, well, we're both starting meetings early, are we? Didn't take that well.
Just like silence always.
I felt his eyes hit me as I walked to the thing and I had to stop and look at him and he's just gone. I can't remember what he said because it was all a blur for the next 6 months, but... I think he said something like, there's no points for being early or something, no prizes for being early. And I just said, oh, yeah. Anyway, Ash Robson has just snuck straight to his seat. He just got round the back of me and, yeah, 100 quid fine for being early. So I had to hit him with
the meeting started.
5:20s straight on his desk.
So, and, what? The meeting was supposed to go at 5 o'clock and we've, so you know how it all starts. You
5 minutes early is 5 minutes late though, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what some people say.
Well,
so.
You know how it goes. He'll stand up front, won't he, pal? And he'll stand up front and he'll walk about a bit, doesn't he? He goes, yeah, right, everyone here.
Yeah.
And everyone will go, have a little look around.
Yeah, no one really cares.
Yeah, 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 everyone's here. And then five minutes into meeting, he walks in. He's still early for original time for meeting on schedule, and he's got five.
I tried to plead me case.
Hey, what
well.
About the one time with Greg Eden when we're all sat in Paulie's office and you can see the glass and that, and like Greg's rocked up late, and like I said, you might as well just go in because you're gonna get fined for missing the full thing. I said you might as well go in now and get 50 rather than getting 250 for a full miss. So the videos must have been going for like 15 minutes. Greg walks in, that was it. Then do the clip and they all walked out and got a right bollocking.
Oh, mate, I don't. Yeah,
he, like, I literally just walked in and then they all walked out and Greg was like just stood there, didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I tried to plead my case, but honestly, he was having none of it and he hated me for like, well, he hates me still.
Oh, well, it's funny.
Yeah.
Right, we'll go on to you've now been involved in the EPS 30 man squad. Have you been involved? You've been involved in the Knights before.
I got into the train on squad in end of 2010. Played Crusaders away last game of the season. Got put on my head. Did my medial ligaments in my knee, so I'm gonna be out for 6 weeks. So I rocked up to training. And they just were like, I tried to not say no.
Yeah.
So obviously, I was only 19. And then couldn't play, had to pull out injured. And then the year after that, got into the train on squad. And then ended up dropping out of it, going into the Knights.
Yeah.
And then played 2 games for the Knights. And then that finished completely. Had no Knights up until recently. And then that was it, really. Not... Obviously, I've been called for it, you know what I mean, by a lot of fans and obviously coaching staff and stuff, but just never really snuck back in. So I've been out of it for about 6 years now, 7 years going on. And like I said, it was nice to just get in there.
Yeah.
I didn't get no phone call. Just speaking to everybody, I'm thinking, I didn't even know, Paulie, well done, congratulations. I'm like, on what? He went, on the call up. Didn't even know about it. And I'm speaking to lads like, oh, we got a phone call us yesterday.
Yeah, well, I got a phone call, Paul Anderson, for Knights.
Yeah, well, and then I've got an email off Suzanne, who's obviously in charge of, doing all the media stuff and that. And she says, we've got all the wrong details for you, so that's probably why you haven't had a phone call. So, thank you. But
Right. Well, no, congrats on that, mate. Jai, just want to go through that for us.
Yeah, obviously we're at Rugby AM here. If you want to continue your rugby fix, you can watch Rugby AM on Free Sports. I'll read out the channels for you, write them down, so I don't have to read them out again. Sky, 422, Freeview 64, BTTV 64, Virgin Media for you HD rats, 553. Talk TV 64, FreeSat 252. You can watch Jackson Hastings with the boys there, and you can get a bit of Wagga at York Acorn for Little League. So be sure to tune in.
Thoughts on Jackson Hastings?
Yeah, not too bad. Is he here? Nah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's a good bloke.
Bit torture on social media, but nah, he's all right.
In what way?
Just he's in your face a bit too much for me. He's in me.
He's got his career back on track.
Just to let you know, he's on show next week. So he just said that. I'm kidding.
Everybody deserves a second chance, don't they? I've had about 10. just keep getting another one. So
just keep
chugging
just
on, don't we?
Massive money at every club you've been at. So
give up.
Well played.
Underpaid, overplayed.
We're all overplayed, mate. We're all underpaid, overplayed.
Round 7 and my body's in bits.
Oh, it's great.
I'm underpaid and underplayed.
So Leeds spot me this week.
But it is. So. I'm underpaid and underplayed.
Overpaid and underplayed.
Yeah, there you go. Too many injuries.
I get me 10 games a year.
Yeah, just to keep it.
How many you had this year so far?
3.
Not including
five. Not including warm up games.
5. No, I've had 5. So, yeah, I should get back for the last 5. So, there's me 10.
Oh, well done, mate.
I said, mate, they get us to top four, I'll get us to Super League. So,
yeah.
I haven't scored a try. Last year. And I'm on the nude run. So,
what about when you played on the wing? He played on the wing, they played the Crusaders team 114-0 and he didn't score one try.
No, he played fullback. No, he played fullback.
Yeah, he played fullback.
Yeah, I was the orchestrator.
Yeah, but the fullback.
But you're going to win him, get him to Super League.
Yeah, I'll get him there.
But the fullback the week before that played West
Brom. He scored about five, didn't he?
Yeah, he scored like six or something.
Yeah, no, it was.
He scored about 40 points.
Yeah, he scored none.
No, I was a Kevin De Bruyne.
Oh, he tries. He's quite a lot of time. I'm like,
I was. I had to keep giving it, mate. There's only so many angles.
Start calling you Wellesley.
If you can call me anything.
Sorry if you're watching, John.
I've seen Wellesley pull our wingers for a couple of chats this week.
He had me with his backpack on doing crossfield kicks. Honestly, he's like, listen, you're much more talented than I was, but I worked me butt off.
Yeah, you can say what you want now. You're on your own on this one.
Yeah, just leave me in the dark anyway. Sweet.
Yeah, it's a good Bob.
Yeah, it was good.
You don't want to elaborate anymore.
No, not now. I'm thinking about
just
it.
Just in case there's a chance of coming back along.
I think I'm going to nip that in the bud. So,
Yeah. Right, anyway, let me go through. We're talking about what's in his England call. We'll go into the EPS 30-man squad.
Can I just ask a question on this?
Go.
Are you only allowed six players per team?
No, as many
I'm
as
I'm just
whatever.
Thinking about Mike Cooper not getting picked.
Okay, well, Mike Cooper
Eagle,
not
then.
Getting picked. And
I just think he's been in there. Right. He's been in and around it. And yeah. I just, he's been good. He's been really good for them. Played well against us. I just thought it was a bit of a thing not to
see
him.
Well, let me
there.
Read you the squad then. So, Gailey, which is a question mark for me because if he'll play it this year at all. So you've got Gailey, Adam Milner, Jake Truman, which I think is thoroughly deserved. Watsy, yourself, which is deserved.
Yep.
Sam Tompkins, Jermaine McGilvery, Jake Connor, Jamie Shaw, Scott Taylor, Robin Mullern, Stevie Ward, Callum Watkins, Johnny Lomax, Tommy Makinson, Mark Percival, James Roby, Luke Thompson, Wormsley, Tom Johnson. He's not going to play again this year, which is a question
They've
mark.
They've known this. I don't know how you'd even release his name because he probably hasn't even got surgery yet.
Reece Lynn.
He literally cannot play a
no.
game.
Reece Lynn, Josh Townley, back in the mix after coming back from Bibbulmun. Daz Clark, Ben Curry, Chris Hill, Jack Hughes, Steph Ratchford, Gil Dart, Greenwood, Loughlin and Williams.
Yeah,
so you're
Cooper,
pointing out Cooper not being in there.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
I can't see how they've missed Paul McShane again. I know that gets said every time, but you know, we had this conversation off air. What more does Macken need to do to just get the credit of being in the squad? I know he's got some quality players there, like Roby and that.
Well, you've got Roby, then you've got Daz Clark, and then you've got Josh Hodgson also at Canberra.
Yeah, but for me, if you're going to play Josh Hodgson, you can't bring someone like Roby off the bench.
No.
I'd much rather bring either a Daz Clark or a Macker off the bench. Because Roby's just an 80-minute player like Hodgson is. I mean, if you're going to pick another hooker on the bench, it has to be either Daz Clark or Macker. And that's nothing against Roby, but Roby's the same player. I'd rather either put Roby in over Hodgson then.
What? Simo wishes Macker was Jamaican. Was a Jamaican setup.
Yeah. Mate, I bet he's wishing he was now as well.
But yeah,
he can speak a bit of Jamaican, Macker. Beacon.
Beacon.
Is that terrible.
Generic just, Jamaican.
Yeah,
joke?
Just slightly racist, maybe.
No, it's definitely not racist. Okay, I was saying beer can in a UK accent.
Right. No, I know what it is, yeah.
Go on then, give us it.
What? Beer can.
Beer can.
Truey getting a call up. Now, he got named in the Knights last year. Didn't go because he broke his hand
in the second to last
game. I think him and Johnny Lomax are the best halves in the comp at the minute.
Lomax is playing really well.
Yeah.
Lomax is playing really
well. He's knocking up some meters.
And he can probably play anywhere in the back line for you. I mean, he's just a Connor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a good sign, and he can go anywhere, either way. I'd be playing Mark Percival in the centre. Can we just get that out of the way?
Yeah.
If he misses not playing again, just something.
Who would your centres be then?
They keep putting Bateman in there, don't they?
He's playing loose over there, so that might change his spot for England. But Bennett likes him in either back row or.
You've got Burgess at loose, haven't you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He could be.
Jammer.
And his own Billy. Teammate.
Yeah.
His own teammate back row.
Yeah, Whitehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's
just tough, and it's just one of them positions where if everybody else is around you. You know what I mean? There's blokes playing in that position that really shouldn't be there, and it's taking his spot that he plays there. Do you know what I mean? But you're going to have Bateman in your team, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it's just where to put him, where to play him when you've got, like you said, you've got Chris Hill, Graham.
Yeah.
And Sam Burgess at loose, you know what I mean? So you're not going to play him in the pack there. And you've got Elliot Whitehead.
Yeah, so what
Ben Curry as well and all them.
What's your thoughts on Gailey and Johnson being in there? Now, if they were fit, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
But they're not... Very unlikely Gailey's going to play this year. Tom Johnson will not play this year.
No, I can only see him taking Gailey. The only reason I saw him in there was just for because he's been the halfback and maybe some leadership quality or some just whatever.
But could they be in contention to go?
No.
Are they going to be fit to play to go?
No. Gailey's not.
No, Gailey's...
And do you know what my point is? It's going to GB anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think Gailey's fit. Or is he back around running that time?
Well,
but
the thing is, I
wouldn't even have him in the team just because he's going to be missing 9 months. Then have to go.
Well, the thing is,
I think Cass would be fuming if he was just got back for that game and then like.
He was and then he went. I don't think he got injured again.
Oh,
sorry, Gailey.
But yeah. Anyway, that's the English. Is there anybody else that you think should be in there? You say Mike Cooper. You say Paul McShane.
Cooper and Mac are like just for argument's sake of a 30-man squad. I'd take Gailey and.
Johnson
out there and just put Macca and Cooper in there, even if it's just for, you know, get along with the lads and get some training done or whatever.
Obviously, adding to this 30-man squad is you've got everybody who's over in
the NRL base.
So Sutton's obviously never been involved in it, whether he gets looked in it or not, I'm not sure.
Potentially got 40 players, aren't you?
Yeah, potentially got 40 players. You've got James Graham, Sam Burgess, George Burgess, Tom Burgess, Graham, Widdup, Whitehead, Hodgson, Ryan Hall.
Yeah, Ryan Hall.
If he picks up form and starts playing for Sydney. So you've got nine now, 10.
Ryan Hall?
I don't think he's off.
Who are the current wingers for Roosters? Joseph Manu playing Tupu on the wing now? I can't see him taking Tupu's spot. Tupu Morris. I mean, is he going to get back in that Roosters side?
Well, he's coming back from
an injury, isn't he?
Two guys that have played
Do you reckon he's
going to
go straight
Australia?
Back in? Do you reckon he's just going to get a shot straight back in there?
I don't think he'll get... I think he'll have to do a couple of weeks.
I'm not having it. He's going back in.
Straight in there?
Fuming.
We'll have a little off-air.
Get him a mic.
Why don't you have a bet on it? Why don't you have a bet? One of the Jai's 20s straight on it. One of his 520s.
Mate, can't you send me that?
I'm not having it.
He's scored like 30-odd tries in 30-odd games, hasn't he? Yeah, he's a good record.
I'm not having it. We'll have a little off-air chocolate bet.
Might have just put a little bit... Close to the speaker, so
I've been wanting to do that the whole. I've been wanting to do that the whole since he threw him. that's good.
Right, so I think it's going to be a tough. Like you say, he's coming back from an ACL injury though, Ryan Hall.
I can't believe you said that, Simo.
You're fuming, aren't you? See, Jai's a big advocate for the Aussies.
I'm not an advocate for the Aussies. You can't see past it. Talking about
we've got the we've got 10 minutes left. We've got the England night squad. I mean, I could read it out. I mean, there's a lot of people.
Just pump your tyres up.
No,
let's go.
I'll add the new players that's been added in. So
you're getting a bit old for this.
I don't know if there is.
We spoke about it. Didn't we?
Yeah.
When I dropped out of the ETS and went, we were all like 18, 19, 20, 21. But we had there was Steph Ratchford, Marty Smith, there were me, Westy. Do you know
Ben
what I mean?
Kane dropped down into it.
Yeah, but I think that's
a bit of a difference.
Yeah, a bit of a different age of squad game fitness, didn't he? But you know what I mean? The average age of that squad back then were like 20. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You look at it now, and there's a lot of lads that are like 25.
I'm confused what the actual
night setup is about.
Well, what's the age limit?
I don't think there can't be an age limit.
Well, there obviously isn't.
But Tim, I was at the nail on the head there. It's a team that they're saying that they're prepping for the 2021 World Cup.
Okay.
So players that's probably not going to be in the ETS squad in the next 3 or 4
yes,
years.
Yes, but so people are looking to keep into that sort of setup and blood them into a squad that is possibly going to be playing in the 2021 and World Cup. Well, now, the players that have been added into it is Matt English from Huddersfield, Darnell McIntosh, Adam O'Brien. Ollie Roberts got named in it but didn't travel.
I thought he were didn't he play for Ireland?
He did.
In the World Cup.
Yeah, you know how that goes though. Cameron Smith has been added to it all. Josh Jones, Jack Ashworth,
Manfredi,
Dom Manfredi, yes.
I'd like to see
Joe Bullock.
I'd like to see these two squads play each other in a
what's
friendly.
We once played the first team in training and we absolutely smoked them.
Did you?
And Sinfield and that were just going off on one.
Because I don't think it would be quite a.
And then it got a bit heated, and do you know what I mean? They started throwing off loads, and do you know what I mean? It just went another level. Yeah.
And we 70%.
Had, Zach Hardacre were just absolutely killing, and Watkins on the, in the centres. That's the team that we had. It was just the emerging talent then in that team. You know what I mean? It were massive.
Massive.
And Richie Myler just had a really good, you know what I mean? Good young
I can
team.
Remember going to watch you. You played Samoa in one game, didn't you? Salford.
I didn't play in that one. I played in the France one at Lee, and then we played Cumbria.
Right. I can remember watching one against Samoa. I'm sure Ben Kakane played in that one. I can't remember. But yeah, I can remember watching one of them games. And that was a long time ago. But yeah, so that's what the Nike squad is about. Is there anybody in there or anybody you think should be added in there? For me, I mean, I'll be 27 by end of year if I still stay in that England Nike squad. I think I'm the oldest in there. Ooh. And that makes me feel real old.
Yeah. You look about 35 though, so.
Is there anybody in there or anybody you think should be added into it? And young players within the game at the minute who's not in there?
If blokes like Chewy don't get a crack in that other squad, do they fall down into this squad?
I'm not entirely sure.
Do you have to play a Super League game to get in there?
No.
You know what I mean?
Because I've seen Craig Harrison, Jai's agent, I've seen him tweet saying, when is somebody from the Championship going to be in?
Yeah.
But last year it was James Cunningham from London. He was in the setup but never went.
Yeah.
So anybody could be put into it.
Yeah. I'm on about just young kids, you know what I mean? We've got Lewis Peach in
there. Well,
Danny Richardson
playing in the Championship.
To have them in there, they're going to, you know what I mean? That's going to bring them on massive.
I do, but I do agree with you on that. So players, they're players that are in between sort of playing
He's just gone 18.
Yeah, he's massive.
He's massive.
Remember Peachy?
Smashed his nose up.
Yeah.
That was one of the worst I've
seen. He's just gone 18. He's going to be a gun.
Is he?
Really good, I can remember seeing the stats from the week.
26 carries or something like that.
26 carries, 52 tackles.
180 metres.
His middle, Well, he's 18. He's probably nearly 100 kilo. He's going to be a really good player. He's one definitely.
Really down to earth as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I hammered him about his broken nose and I felt bad straight away.
He was rooming with somebody in Lanzarote in camp and he asked him if he could go to the toilet. He was sat there and just like itching
that's
away.
That's just peachy,
isn't
it?
How are you doing, Mike?
Fellas, have you... Can I go to the toilet, please? He'd been sat there about an hour
his
wanting to ask.
His birthday, and nobody even knew, did they? He just sat there and he like... Happy birthday. Oh, thanks, mate. Just quiet. Just keeps his sense of his send on it.
So, anyway, we'll go into the predictions. So, Leeds v Cass. We can't predict that one. Look, Jai, do you want to throw in if you want?
Yeah, I'm going Cass. So, either I'm few-minute news. I can't give Leeds another chance. I can't give him a second chance.
Right. It's all right. I'll write him down, mate. Don't worry about it. Simo's going Leeds by two.
He's delirious.
All FC.
He did it and then looked at me straight away, just seen my head pop up.
What's it? Right, you can join in the rest of it. We've got All FC, Warrington over at All FC. Jai?
I'm going to go Warrington.
What's it?
Yeah, Warrington.
I think I've got to. They're playing well out there. I think they'll have a big sort of switch around from that second half again, Wakey. Unless it carries on, then I think we'll beat them. But Saints, OKR over at Saints, Jai?
Saints, I don't think anyone's beaten them at home anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm going to go Saints. What's it?
Same. OKR, they've got too many
struggling
players.
As well,
they've got too
numbers.
Many players missing.
London Broncos, Huddersfield Giants, now that's down at London.
Yeah, look.
I reckon
I wouldn't be surprised if London beat them, but I'm going to go Huddersfield.
Yeah, Huddersfield. The
I do want London to... as I said, London is quickly becoming everyone's second favourite team.
I want to go London, but...
Yeah, I just want to see London win.
My heart says London, my brain says Giants, so I'm going to go for Giants.
Well, you've always been up in the clears a bit, haven't you?
Wakey, Salford. If Wakey can kick on from that second half last week, I think they're there. So I'm going to go Wakey. It's at Wakey. It's a tough place to go. Jai?
Yeah, I'm going Wakey.
I'll go Salford then.
Ooh, Salford. And then last fixture, Wigan Catalan. Tasty little fixture coming up that with Tompkins going back over to Wigan. I bet the first time he's ever played against Wigan, won't it?
Yeah, I think it'll be
Jai?
A night to forget for him. Wigan. Wigan to kickstart.
What's it?
Continue
Wigan.
On. I think I'm going to go Wigan as well. And that's all we've got time for tonight.
Obviously, coming up next is Rugby AM. The boys are talking to Jackson Hastings. You can watch it on Free Sports. Sky channel is 422, Freeview 64, BTTV 64, Virgin Media 553. That's in HD, Talk TV 64, Freesat 252. And as I said, Jackson Hastings there, and you can also catch Wagga at York Acorn for the Little League.
Yep, so that's us. Thanks for coming on, Watson. We've really enjoyed your company. Right. Thanks for driving an hour's traffic-wise.
I'll tell you what, it's worse on the way home.
First and last time at 5 o'clock in the middle of rush hour.
Spent
10 years travelling on the motorway, and that is the worst that I've ever done. Telling you now, I don't know how people do it. They must go out of the brain, do you know what I mean? Sat in that every day, going to work. I'd just rather not work.
No.
I'd rather just be on the dole.
A lot of people choose to do that, so.
Yeah, no, that's probably going to be
freeloaders.
Anyway, that's us.
Freeloaders.
Freeloaders, that's rich, isn't it? Anyway, we'll catch you next week. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for joining. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers, guys.